Hi, I'm Haley, and I'm here to talk to you about the most special experience I had when I was abroad in Barcelona, Spain.
Hi, I'm Bea, and I'm here excited to listen to her story about her study abroad in my country.
So my most special experience during my time studying abroad started when I first walked into my Barcelona apartment. It was so modern, so big. It was nothing that I expected. And the first thing we noticed, like when you walked in, there was a huge window and there was a huge castle standing or sitting on top of on a hill. And me and my friends all stood there looking out and being like, what is this? This is so insane. Wow. And
can you describe what it looked like?
So it was super far in the distance, or it was hard to see, but it looked like a church with a bunch of peaks, with a man like standing on the top with his arms wide open. And every night when it got dark, there were so many colorful lights that would appear. In front of the church, it looked like there was an amusement park. And so me and my friends were super curious of what it was. And so it looked like a giant like Ferris wheel is like what we really saw from the distance. And of course, it was like lit up in rainbow, and the castle behind it was also lit up in like just white lights. So it was really pretty to see in the night.
Were you only able to see this castle from your home or somewhere else?
So the next day when we were finally exploring Barcelona for the first time, we realized everywhere we went in the city, like you could kind of see it in the distance since it was like the highest point. So it was super special for us because it was so clear from our home as well. So like we always felt like a part of our home when we were also traveling around the city.
That's cool. And did you got to visit this place?
So after spending our first week in Barcelona, me and my friends like kind of told each other that we were going to wait until the last day to visit the castle, since it was such a mystery for all of us. So we thought it'd be like special and interesting if we waited till the last day. So since it's the highest point in Barcelona, some days when it was like nice weather, you'd be able to see the castle. And we all like joked around saying that like our moods would change with the castle because it was like sometimes foggy, so you wouldn't be able to see it since it was the highest point. And then when it was like sunny out, our moods were obviously happy because we could see the castle. And yeah,
that's great. What was the castle called?
So we found out it was called Tibidabo. And so like on our last day when we finally went up there with some of the new friends we made, and like we rode a couple of the rides, and we went to the top of the church and we saw all of Barcelona, and the views were just so amazing. We just like all stood there and took it in, and it was awesome.
That's great. What did you learn from like this?
So I just learned that like something so simple and so like small could affect all of our personalities and feelings abroad and like make it feel so memorable.
That's great. Yeah. I love the story.
It was awesome.